This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, you ready for the Celtics to live another day?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What a night. What a time to be alive. Celtics are still alive.
Celtics
are very much alive.
Staying alive.
New life.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Spring represents new life, Keith.
Is that what that is?
I think
April showers bring May flowers. May showers, for God's sakes.
I've heard that before.
It's killing me.
Very, very, very impressive showing from the Celtics last night. I do think a lot of people, surprisingly, were picking them in that game.
Yeah.
But they win going away 127 to 102. Wow. That's something that they hadn't done yet this postseason, 127 points. Their second biggest margin of victory. Last night, they stay alive. They're down 3-2 with Game 6 tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden, and they got a bunch of big performances. Keith, Jalen, I think, was predictably good.
He was excellent.
Derek White, awesome. Luke Kornet. Where'd that come from?
I'll tell you where it came from. The bench. He came off the bench, and he was unbelievable. He was great.
Should we just get it out of the way?
Yeah. Hoss of the Week.
Hoss of the Week.
Has to be Hoss of the Week. Kyle on Twitter was all over it last night. He's like, Hoss of the Week? Like, Hoss of the Week.
I can't imagine anybody else jumps in there and takes Luke Kornet's spot for Hoss of the
Week. And they needed it. They needed it so badly because it wasn't just no Jason Tatum. You don't have Kristaps Porzingis anymore. You don't have him. So you needed somebody to step up. Mazzulla made the right call, didn't even play Porzingis in the second half. And Luke Kornet, it was like Will Ferrell in old school during the debate. Blacked out. You got to wake him up. Somebody tell Luke Kornet he just had the best game of his life. That was insane. So 10 points, 9 rebounds, like on the surface, you're like, okay. But it was so much more than that, right? And then obviously all the block shots. Guy had seven block shots near the bucket, out on the three-point line. He was an animal. He played 26 minutes off the bench and was their best big man. And not even really close.
Yeah, well, we'll get into what the heck you do with Porzingis.
Yeah.
Who starts in game 6, although I think we're in agreement on that. Lots of items we'll get into. Jaylen Brown stepping up in a big spot. The Celtics, somehow, I think on offense, looking better without Jason Tatum. That doesn't necessarily make them a better team without Jason Tatum, but for a night, they look better. They're 2-0 this postseason without him.
Ball was zipping.
So can they get past the Knicks? Can they get to an Eastern Conference final? How would that look, knowing the Pacers are waiting for you in an Eastern Conference final? We'll get into it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. Now, we will talk to Rob Bradford, a little Red Sox thoughts at 11:30. We will go on the clock. Give you a 60-second breakdown of the Patriots' schedule,
which came out last
night with a very, very confusing graphic. So we'll make sure
there's nothing
confusing about it.
Yeah.
Keith will go 60 seconds. I'll go 60 seconds. That comes your way
at
high noon. But a lot of Celtics talk in the meantime, do you have a favorite Cornette sequence or moment last night?
I liked a lot of it. I liked the reverse dunk.
That was a little cherry on top.
The game was over at that point, but that was pretty badass. I like him blocking like a three-pointer, like just running out there like on the perimeter. That's when you're like, this guy's just all over the court.
The sequence where he blocked a shot, saved it on the sideline, ran down the other way, and a few moments later, he's slamming down a dunk.
It's awesome.
It was legit. I tweeted this last night. It's legitimate, like he morphed into vintage Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, he's a new man.
That was vintage KG last night, and it was Luke Cornette. So that was wild. I don't know where that falls.
We got to settle on, is it the green Cornette or is it the murder Cornette?
Well, I like murder Cornette.
Murder Cornette's fine with me. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
I prefer murder Cornette.
He's the murder Cornette.
But I could be talked into green Cornette if you want to go there.
No, it was clearly the Luke Cornette game. We will remember where we were when we saw the Luke Cornette game.
So it goes down with like the Shrek and Donkey game in the playoffs,
yep.
Which was Nate Robinson and Big Baby.
Leon Poe against the Lakers in the NBA Finals.
Leon Poe, P.J. Brown hit big shots. Was that the Eastern Conference Finals against Detroit? Was that Cleveland? What was his game? I actually don't even remember. But, you know, you remember the player where they stepped up, where it was just an out-of-nowhere contribution.
A guy you're not expecting. Somebody off the bench, and even then, not even like a normal, typical bench player.
Yeah, and not all of them are. I mean, Leon Poe, championship team. P.J. Brown, championship team.
Yeah, NBA Finals is different than the second round.
Shrek and Donkey one wasn't a championship team, but it was still
a fun
moment in Celtics history, and Luke Cornette gets in there. What do you think changed last night, Keith, aside from just the massive third quarter where he played the whole thing, had a bunch of blocks, rebounds, points? What do you think changed for the Celtics last night to get the series to 3-2?
Well, I do think the ball movement was great. And so that was sort of one thing that you saw in the last game with Tatum was Tatum himself had an unbelievable game. He was great. I'm not taking that away from him. But sometimes when you have the star player, and it's not limited to Tatum, you can see it with Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs. You can see it even at times with Brunson and the Knicks, if they kind of get it going, sometimes the offense kind of stalls a little bit. And last night, that wasn't the case. I mean, Jaylen Brown, I assumed he would have like a good assist game. I thought the ball would be in his hands more. I didn't think he'd have 12
no,
assists.
No, me either. I thought like 8,
yeah.
7 or 8.
Yeah, like, and that's a good game
even
for him.
That would be maybe high, yeah.
And for him, a guy that we've gotten on him for his handle and some of his, you know, playmaking ability, 12 assists to 2 turnovers. So I thought Jaylen Brown was excellent in the game. And also, it always goes back to with the Celtics, were they making their threes or were they missing their threes? Well, they were making
them. Oh, they were pouring
them. Derek White was just bombs away, and this time everything was hitting. Peyton Pritchard didn't shoot the greatest percentage in the world, but he was knocking them down. So, I mean, it was a tie game. They gave up 32 points right off the rip in the first quarter. So you're like, all right, they might not win this one on defense.
What was it at half? 59-59?
Tied. Yeah, it was tied. 59-59.
But
tied.
Again, but my point, like, they still a ton of points. They're still giving up a ton
they're
of points.
They're giving up a lot of points
in the whole first
so
half.
So it wasn't necessarily that. They were outscoring them, though. Their offense looked good. Everybody was touching the ball. And then flip the script from game 4. They're the ones that come out and win it in the third quarter. You know, the Knicks had the massive third quarter last time around. And so, yeah, I just think the ball movement on offense was great. And then guys were just burying shots.
So you mentioned Jaylen Brown individually, 12 assists against 2 turnovers as a team, 27 assists against 8 turnovers.
Yeah.
Which I agree. It seemed like the ball was moving.
Terp had a good stat, too.
What was it? Talk about ball movement. You're talking about the movement of the ball.
Thank you, Glenn.
Let me get the exact stat, but it had to do with 20 or more assists.
Oh, yeah, they're like 4-0 in the postseason,
that. That's one of their magic numbers.
So, and look, I do think that can be misleading. That's like when a running back goes for 100 yards, your team usually wins because there's correlation with, well, you're hitting a bunch of shots probably, so you're probably going to win, and when you're hitting your shots, the assist numbers go up.
But it is one of those things, too, where like if you have the ISO, whether it's, you know, Paul Pierce or Jason Tatum, and they're dribbling kind of 1-on-4 and they hit a shot, you're like, okay, but it's different than if they're, you know, zipping the ball all the way around, which they did. I mean, they were pretty impressive.
So I think
4-0, 20 plus assists this postseason. All 4 of those wins also by double digits.
I think the ball movement was good. They scored 127 points last night. They had their second biggest margin of victory, and they did it without Tatum. And so again, are they a better team without Tatum? I won't go there.
No.
But are they good enough to beat the Knicks without Tatum?
So that's the thing.
They might be.
That's pretty fascinating.
Are they good enough to, if they survive the Knicks, get out of the East without Tatum? Like, these to me are fair questions. All right, fine. Maybe
easy,
the answer is no.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
But we should get into that because I don't think they're good enough to win a title, but can they go on a run without Tatum? I think so, and I thought that before last night. I think last night illustrated they are capable of doing it. Will they do it or not? Let's see. But I definitely think they're capable of doing it.
Yeah, I think they're capable of it, and it might go back to I was just starting to give the Knicks credit. I was just coming around on the Knicks, who I thought would lose to the Pacers. I thought we'd lose every game in this series.
Well, some of last night was about the Knicks.
Some of
and
it was.
I thought the Knicks would tap out a little quicker than they did, but ultimately
no, they were in there.
They did.
But it was all – so this was somewhat predictable. So I have a hard time now because I'm very much a part of recency bias. When I watch movies, they're the greatest movie of all time, TV shows, whatever, games.
It's okay.
So the problem is all day yesterday, you and I were saying they're going to win game five. All day yesterday.
Yep.
But then I was also saying I think they lose game six. So then you watch them win game five and dominate game five. Do I now come in and be like, they're going to win the series? Like, I don't know if I can go there yet.
Well, the pressure is squarely on New York.
Oh, it definitely is on New York.
I mean, all of a sudden they start looking around and going, we don't want to go back to that building.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, I think there were a ton of Knicks fans in the building. So I don't mean to make it sound like it was, you know, 2008, the jungle in there. But
Timothy Chalamet, front row.
There were a lot of Knicks fans last night. A lot of them. You heard them. Yeah, there were Deuce Chants in the Garden, for God's sakes.
Deuce McBride.
And those
Chants weren't
for
let's leave those in New York.
Tatum or Deuce Tatum. That's not who those were for.
You mean Big Deuce?
We already settled our Mount Rushmore of Deuces, by the way.
Yeah, we did. Deuce McAllister, Deuce Staley,
Deuce Bigelow,
and Tatum's kid.
I think that's what we said. Yeah, Big Deuce is on there as well.
Right.
So, no, but you heard Deuce McBride chants in the Garden, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So I don't mean to say it was hostile environment. It was honestly kind of a joke in terms of the fan base showing up. But the Knicks do not want to go back there, is my point.
Oh,
so the pressure is now on them. You want to talk about must wins. New York's got to win tomorrow night on their home floor to get that done.
Now finally say this. I think this was Wiggy's take on game three. The winner of game six wins the series.
I do. That one I agree with.
Okay.
I agree with the
All
winner
right.
of game six. Yeah. I didn't agree with the winner of game three, although that may play out that way. But I do agree with the winner of game six. So I thought Jalen was, I'm with you, phenomenal last night.
Was.
I think the most surprising performance by far was Kornet. Great comp, by the way. The Kelly Olynyk game where they beat the Wizards.
The game seven
against the Wizards.
Yeah.
Where Olynyk came out of nowhere and
like,
just couldn't miss.
Guy?
That's a great comp
That's
for what
one.
Happened last night.
You know, now this player is much more polarizing, and he was. I think you relied on him more. But remember in the bubble, Marcus Smart had a game where he couldn't miss.
Yeah,
I think
then,
it was against Toronto.
And then he blocked Van Vliet or whatever at the end of the game.
He had like an insane game. Now he's like a better player than some of these guys we're talking about, but maybe not.
He's maybe not. Same realm.
I'm not trying to start talking about Smart.
But the bubble, I was just going to say the bubble doesn't count is all I was
also
say.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, so you can't even count
Asterisk
that.
By it.
Is what you
no fans.
Do. Some people
stands.
Don't want to count anything from the bubble, so you can't really count that.
Do you think they would have let Chalamet into the bubble? If the Knicks were good back then, do you think they would have been like, well, we can bring him Chalamet
well,
with a mask?
They should. He's basically part of the team.
He can wear his Paul Atreides little like mask and sit there.
I mean, you couldn't meet a guy at the fence to get McDonald's in the bubble. So
that's true. You get thrown out of there.
Yeah, that's also true. They would have zapped you.
Couldn't have grandfathered in Chalamet.
So to me, Jalen was awesome last night. Missoula.
So is Derek White.
Missoula singled out Jalen for the play. Not where he was grabbing Josh Hart's nuts. There was a lot of that going on last night.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Some would say too much. Some would say not enough.
Maybe not enough.
I would say just the right amount of nut grabbing last night.
But, not enough replays, if you ask me.
There was a lot.
Well, the game was on HBO Max.
Good handful of Josh Hart last night for Jalen Brown.
You could do anything on HBO Max.
That's true.
All bets are off.
Grab his f***ing twist it.
But Missoula singled out Jalen for the play where he hit the deck and he was diving into the out of bounds. He's saving a ball on the sideline as a way to energize the team. And I just, no offense to Tatum, I don't know that Tatum does that. And these are the things that I like about Jalen's game, and they're different when Jalen is the best player on the team and he's out there leading the team than they are with Tatum. Again, that doesn't necessarily make him a better team. But that play, I don't think Tatum does that last night.
Yeah.
And you know Tatum doesn't guard the way Jalen did last night. Jalen was ready to guard. I don't know that he could do that for seven games. He looked exhausted by the end of the third quarter last night. Like, he wore himself into the ground. They had a spectacular third quarter. But the way Jalen guarded last night and dug in and took that Brunson matchup, Tatum won't do that, I don't think.
Yeah, no, well, this, again, goes back to the old Bill Simmons Ewing theory thing, right, where you're like, you take the best player everybody acknowledges is the best player on the team, you remove them, can the team play better? And I think there are plenty of examples where they can. I don't know how long that lasts, though. Like a one-off last night, not even that surprising. I mean, they were 4.5-point Vegas favorites.
Yep.
So you'd be like, oh, well, no Tatum, that should really swing the lines. Like, well, I don't know. Like, they still expected them to win.
Even last year, the Celtics lost when Donovan Mitchell got hurt. Like, they lost the games, the next game where the star player got hurt.
Oh, yeah, even in the regular season. Remember they had that weird stretch. They lost to the Lakers without LeBron and Davis. But there's no way the Lakers would be like, yeah, this is our team now going forward just because we beat the Celtics. But they do have a lot of talent, right? Like, I think some of those other examples where you remove the best player, the talent gap is so wide. The Celtics, we thought, had such a better team than the Knicks. So even if you do remove the star player, doesn't that make it at least even?
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's what we're looking at.
I think the talent's a coin flip. And so now the pressure's on New York. How do they deal with it? The team seemed invigorated for a game, at least, to respond without Tatum, which I expected, and I'm happy they did. I would have been very disappointed if they laid down last night. They did not. So they deserve credit for it. Do you know what the line is yet for Game 6? I was just glancing at this. I
two and a half, I think.
Two and a half is correct.
Yeah. Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
Celtics plus 115. Kind of feels like a buying opportunity. That's for the game. For the series, Celtics are plus 225. If you're going to bet the Celtics in Game 6, you might as well just bet them to win the series.
Go for it.
A little more juice there, and they're not going to lose Game 7 at home to this.
What would the Game 7 spread be?
Ooh.
What do you think?
Good question. Celtics by
3?
No, 4.5 again.
Four and a half again.
I don't know.
8?
25? They've won 2 in a row at that point. So
let me know if Luke Kornet's starting, and then I'll tell you what the line is.
Speaking of Kornet, Mazzulla gave him quite a bit of credit after the game last night, the boost he gave the team. Here's Joe Mazzulla.
Joe, what led to you going to Fluke there to start the second half, and can you speak just to how big of a boost he gave you guys in that third quarter?
Luke? Yeah, he was great. Just both ends of the floor. Did a great job protecting the rim, did a great job defending without fouling, did a great job on both ends of the floor. So I just thought his presence was good, especially on the rebounding. Had, 9 rebounds, 2 offensive ones. He made some big-time plays for us.
So you got to wonder if Porzingis is playing ever again.
We'll get
to this later on in the hour, but Mazzulla said he was struggling to catch his breath last night. Yeah, we may have seen the last of Porzingis in the series in a Celtics uniform. Like, you probably can't go back to him the way he's playing because he's giving them nothing.
We got from the text line, try this one on for size, Luke Flyswatter. No?
Oh.
Does that work?
It took me a second.
No.
I'm going to say because it took me a second,
yeah.
No, but I do get where you were going.
I think if we didn't already have Murder Cornet, if we didn't already have that in the holster,
if we didn't already have like a perfect nickname,
we could shop for some others.
Yeah.
But we're kind of good.
So Porzingis minus 12 last night, 1 point, 0 for 3 from the floor, 0 for 2 from 3, missed a free throw, only 1 rebound,
and I'm not,
2 turnovers, yeah. Like 12 minutes, he couldn't breathe on the floor.
Something's wrong with him. Like, I'm not trying to say like the guy's a bad player or whatever, but it's like, it's not working. You got to stop doing it. It's not, you can't run him out there as like a decoy. Like, he's hurting the team. He's hurt the team this whole series. He's been awful this whole series. He had a couple of games in the Orlando series where he kind of flashed a little bit, had that great moment in the crowd, blood gushing down his face, rolling up his head. That's over with. That ship has sailed. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know what he has, but it ain't right. And so, thankfully, you have Luke Kornet. Thankfully, you do have another option for a big that you can play. But sadly, I think you just got to sit Porzingis down the rest of the series.
So things we can get into here. What do you do in Game 6 lineup wise? How do you handle Kristaps Porzingis moving forward? And is the team capable of beating New York without Jason Tatum? Doesn't make them a better team without Tatum, because even I wouldn't go there. They're championship favorites or at least contenders without Jason Tatum. I'm not sure they're a true contender without Jason Tatum.
I know, but like what you said earlier, like that changes it when you're saying.
But are they good enough to beat the Knicks? Are they good enough to beat the Pacers? I think yes and yes. That's what I think.
Well.
And Jaylen was awesome last night. You got Drew Holiday with a big return game last night. I probably will flip back to my original stance, Keith. Yesterday, I'm like, I don't know if Tatum's out. Maybe Porzingis is the guy you got to keep over Holiday. Nah, not after that.
No.
I think I'm back with keeping Holiday, and Porzingis the guy you move in the offseason if there's even anything you can get.
Well, I was a get rid of Porzingis no matter what guy, because sadly you can't rely on him. And if without Tatum all next season, give me somebody that can play 60 games over somebody that's going to play 40 and then is going to be in and out of the playoffs. Right. And so even though the expectation level is going to go down some next year, we were talking about, hey, maybe you make the playoffs, maybe you win a round. Well, how many of those games is Porzingis playing?
Yeah, it's a good
point.
And
if I'm paying him $30 million and I'm paying Tatum $55 million to rehab, that's $80 million. It's probably not playing a lot of games. So I don't think he can do it.
So you can jump in on that. You can discuss the Celtics and their chances of rallying to win this series. What changed last night? Why were they able to win without Jason Tatum? And did they actually look better on offense without Tatum? I kind of think they did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The air kind of left the room after hearing the news with JT. So we didn't want to go out like that. We didn't want to make no excuses. We didn't want to come out and give up or just turn the season in like what everybody else probably would expect. So we just said to the guys, said to each other, let's come out, you know, keep an open mind. Like, just come out and play basketball, be ready to go. And guard your ass off and take it from there. And we was able to find a way to win tonight.
Jaylen Brown, after the Celtics 127-102 victory, game 5 over the New York Knicks. They still have life. Game 6 tomorrow night at MSG. He's discussing, Keith, a meeting that he and Horford had addressing the team prior to game 5 last night, knowing that Tatum was out. And the thing I like about Jaylen is... And look, he's going to talk about not turning it over, and he'll go out there and turn it over from time to time. And we can't settle for too many shots, and he'll jack up threes. But last night he says, guard your ass off. And he's not just saying it. I mean, he was out there guarding his ass off last night, hitting the deck, diving for loose balls. And I do think last night, grabbing loose balls as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
And he was leading by example. And he went out there and he did it. And I think you could really, really see it in that third quarter. Cornette was spectacular.
He was awesome
in the third quarter. But a lot of that was the way Jaylen defended coming out of halftime as well.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, he did. And, you know, they gave up a lot of points, but they made some of the guys on the Knicks really work for it. And even when the game was tied.
And in the third quarter, they only gave up 17 in the third quarter. Yeah, so they came out of halftime ready to defend. They didn't do it to start the game, but at a halftime, they were ready to do it.
Yeah, oh, they absolutely were. And then that's one of those things that's contagious because it is such an effort thing. It's like, oh, who's the good defensive players? A lot of times it's the guys that try on the defensive end. And, you know, part of it is facing elimination. Part of it is, you know, people doubting you because you don't have Jason Tatum. Part of it's just, you know, professional pride. But they had that. And it was funny because the way the game started, you're like, all right, maybe this is just going to be a shootout and they're going to try to outscore them, and which I think they still can do, but it's going to be a little bit more difficult without Tatum. But yeah, they dug in. And I've been on Missoula for this series. I don't think he's had a great series. And one of the things we look to sometimes, and I know that there isn't like a huge, like, all right, halftime adjustments, here's what we're going to do. Sometimes that can get overblown. However, when you have these horrible third quarters, or in their case, these horrible fourth quarters, like, all right, what are you doing? Like, you found a way to get a lead. Why is it disappearing? What are you doing wrong? This was different. This was tied at half, come out in the third quarter, and it looked like one team was in there doing something to change things, and the other team wasn't.
Well, and there were adjustments, right? And I don't know how much of it was up to Missoula and how much it was up to the availability of Porzingis, but, I mean, they made a lineup change, and it worked. I mean, it really worked with Cornette in there. In the third quarter, how sustainable is that? We can debate. But they look good last night without Tatum. And again, how sustainable is that? I have no idea. But last night, it worked without Jason Tatum. Why do you think it worked, Keith?
Well, I do think the shots were falling for some of these guys. And then that's something, I know it's simple, but that can look a lot different. We've seen games where Derek White has open looks and is bricking them, and then that's a different story. You know, he was burying his shots. He had 7 threes in the game. And but they did. They moved the ball. Like, there was a lot of passes. Jaylen Brown specifically, a number of times, passed up open threes. And I bet Joe Mazzulla is mad about it, to be honest. But he passed up open threes and found a better shot.
Jaylen only took 5 threes.
Right.
He made 3.
12 assists.
And
5 three attempts is pretty
amazing.
One of
them, I think he wanted to pass up. I think this was early in the game, maybe even in the first quarter. He wanted to pass it up, but he was just so open. He, like, took forever, took his time.
Oh, it was like, we took one dribble, and it was
set
like,
his feet.
Still.
Yeah.
He's like, you sure you want me to take this?
I don't even think he wanted to shoot that one, but he ended up only shooting 5 on 17 field goal attempts.
I mean, they took 49 threes as a team, but they made 22 of them. So it's one of those nights where you're like, all right, when you're making them, you're not shooting 25%.
No, they were launching as a team.
He was not.
Yes.
No, but I think, part of me was a little surprised by that. Like, I thought he was going to feel the pressure and put a lot of it on himself and say, all right, I got to score. I got to set guys up. I got to play great defense. But how many times did he have a shot that he could have taken? He didn't. He ended up finding a bucket. Like, he would get an assist for, like, a 2, which was so refreshing. Like, once they got the lead, they were up by, 10, whatever, 14. It wasn't, let's go with the kill shot with the 3. It was, no, we can take a few seconds off the clock, dribble around a little bit, and then find an open guy, whether it's Drew Holiday cutting to the bucket, Peyton Pritchard cutting to the bucket. Like, they got some easy points, and, their offense looked a little bit different, for sure.
617-779-7937. That's your phone number for Jones and Keefe. I updated these numbers last night, Keefe.
Okay, what do you
I've
got?
I've been tracking them very closely.
No, I know.
And people don't like them.
Are you going to say 10-2?
These are just facts. I mean, these are just facts. These are not. I deal in facts, Keefe. I don't deal in hot takes. Leave the hot takes to somebody else, okay? That's somebody else's side of the street. That's not me.
You don't deal in fiction.
I deal in
truths.
You deal
in nonfiction.
These are just stats. These are just truths.
Okay.
This is nonfiction. Thank you.
You a big nonfiction guy.
Yes. The Celtics are now 10-2 this year without Tatum. That's an .833 win percentage.
Okay.
57-23 with him, 7-13. What was the stat Harlan kept saying last night? I tried to find this and fact check him. He's like, they've won 16 straight home games without Tatum or something like that. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't know.
He said that multiple times on the broadcast last night.
So is that playoffs, regular season, in multiple seasons? Because he doesn't miss a lot of games.
It was something like 16 straight. I tried to fact check it.
All right.
He said it on the broadcast. Somebody find it for me. 16 straight home games without Tatum. That does him no good at MSG.
No.
But here to me is why they have a good record without Tatum. And that does not make them, even I don't think, they're a better team without Tatum. But I think they can win because they play differently without Tatum. And an example of that would be getting the Knicks in foul trouble last night. And it was not exactly the way I thought. I thought Jaylen was going to come out and hunt those guys early. That's not what happened at all. Jaylen actually almost had like a Jimmy Butler first quarter where he was like
guys,
deferring, trying to get guys involved. I'm like, Jaylen, go to the hoop. Let's
shoot.
Need
those points.
You know, some of us had bets on Jaylen's over for the first quarter. So that was admittedly part of it.
Gotcha.
But the foul trouble he got Brunson in, the foul trouble he got Towns in, they got New York in as a team. I think some of that is different when Jalen's out there. And I think part of why they have a good record without Tatum surely is they sit Tatum against the Charlotte Hornets and teams like this.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now 2-0 in the postseason without him. Those are not easy teams. Orlando made it difficult on the Celtics when Tatum was out there. They beat the Celtics with Tatum out there in a game. You know the Knicks are making it difficult on the Celtics with Tatum.
Yeah.
So what's different? I think it's a little more balanced in terms of the offense. I think the ball moves better, as you said, Keith.
It doesn't
stick with Tatum,
yep,
where he's hunting these fadeaway threes. And I do think Jalen is looking to get to the rim and put guys in foul trouble. And you saw that last night.
Yeah.
Brunson got fouled out for a reason.
I also think it's human nature, too, when you have your best player on the court and depending on the flow of the game, there might be a possession where he has it and you're like, oh, he's good. You know, like, and you just sort of,
right, you're like,
even on offense, you rest and you're like, this is actually
Tatum, Tatum's good. He's got the matchup we want. He's going to bail us out.
Yeah, you see it all the time. Yep. I mean, every team has a guy like that. So if they're not out there, you're like, all right, guys, we need to work for another shot here. We don't have the guy that can essentially go 1-on-5 and score whenever he wants. So we have to figure it out. Another reason why their record is still pretty good without Tatum is if you look at the guys that they play, and we did this yesterday a little bit too, but within the last 2 years, you have Derek White, Olympian. You have Jaylen Brown, 100%. All-NBA player. You have Jrue Holiday, All-Star and Olympian. You have Al Horford, former All-Star. Peyton Pritchard, Sixth Man of the Year. I'm not even counting Porzingis. And I'm not even counting Cornette, right? Like, so we'll see what you get out of either one of those guys going forward.
Future Olympian Luke Cornette.
Yeah, but like that right there, that sounds like a lot of playoff teams. An All-NBA guy, an All-Star, an Olympian, you know, a Sixth Man of the Year, for God's sakes. Like, there's still a lot of talent. And on top of that, all those guys have won a title, which is also different than a lot of other teams.
So Twitch chat is asking the same question, same idea.
Yeah.
What's their record without Jalen?
I think 15-4.
Thank you. I think they're 15-4 without Jalen.
I'm actually looking at it right now.
And
well,
so
I think it's a similar thing.
No, it speaks to how they're talented enough to go on a run without Tatum.
Their record without anybody is pretty good.
I mean, they won last night without Tatum and Porzingis, for God's sakes. Right. Porzingis gave you nothing. He was a net negative. So they're overcoming the loss of two of those guys. That is how talented the Celtics are. So that's why I think they can make a run without Tatum. It's not just about Tatum. They're good when Jalen misses games, too, because they're really deep and really talented. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Fred in Rhode Island waiting patiently. Get us started today, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good.
Good. So I agree. I think that they can go on a run, and I think that they can get by and get to the conference finals. But you could call me crazy, but what I see and have seen from the games that I've watched, and I've watched a lot of games and every playoff game, when both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are on the floor, it's obviously Tatum's team. You know, Derek White takes the ball up, he gives it to Tatum, Tatum runs the offense, and it's Tatum's floor. You get 100%, but you don't get 100% out of Jaylen Brown when Tatum's on the floor. I think when Tatum is out, that's the opportunity Jaylen Brown takes to put the team on his shoulders, and that's when you get 100 or 110% out of Jaylen Brown. I think he plays better ball when Tatum isn't on the floor.
Yeah, I think...
Duck boats.
So, I think Jaylen...
Well, I'd push back a little bit on that. I mean, he was the finals MVP last year while Tatum was on the floor.
Yeah,
so I don't think he only plays well when he's not
but
out there.
But I think Jaylen's been relishing this moment. Not that he wants Tatum to rupture his Achilles, but I think Jaylen for a while has been relishing the moment where...
Scottie Pippen.
I can be the guy.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's going to be in there a little bit.
Yeah.
Why not?
And so last night, he didn't just get to be the guy and went through the motions and had a so-so game. He had a spectacular game on both ends of the floor, and they won a playoff game going away. So he's got to keep doing that if you're going to dig out of a 3-1 hole, but I do think he's been relishing the moment. Fair point by you. He was pretty good. Tatum helped him
last year. Lot of good games with Tatum, so I'm not going to go to that extreme.
Eddie is in the car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How are you? You know, it's funny. Last night was a pretty much stress-free game. If they lost, we understood, but I just love Brown. I loved Brown last year. The reason what I like about Brown is that he is a playoff type of player. In other words, he's made for the playoffs. He wants to take the ball to the basket. And I think the players all stepped up their game, and I think they defined their roles were a little more defined with what's going on. And I just think that they got a good chance of going down there into New York and beating the Knicks. I
think so, too. Do you think Jalen relishes the moment? Do you think he comes through in the moment more than Tatum, and he's better in those clutch spots than Tatum?
I think it's kind of close. I think it's similar.
I think the answer is yes.
You think Brown more so than Tatum? I think it's close.
That's anecdotal. I don't have the evidence in front of me. I'd have to dig through it. But I think of, like, for instance, was it game one of the Eastern Conference Finals last year? The shot he hit in the corner to force overtime?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Jalen comes through in those spots more often than Tatum. But again, that's just a feeling. That's anecdotal.
And Tatum's also had some huge games when they've needed it, like closeout games or elimination games. Like
big games.
Milwaukee. Yeah,
for
games.
Sure.
Yeah.
Big moments.
Yeah, maybe not as many.
The Nets buzzer beater a couple years ago.
Yeah. It's a layup, but yeah.
Oh, he still made
buzzer
the bucket.
Beater. I give, like, Derek White credit for that buzzer beater he had.
Yeah, I guess the Heat, you can give him credit for that.
True. Back.
It's just, I mean, you know.
I'll give him that.
That's one, for sure. But... yeah, I feel like Jalen is better in those spots than Tatum. That doesn't make him a better player than Tatum, but in those spots, I do trust him more. I disagree strongly that last night was stress-free.
Oh, my God, no. I think if they lost last night...
that second quarter was some spectacular shot-making on both sides. The Knicks hung in the game longer than I kind of thought the Celtics were going to run him out of the gym. And they ultimately did, but it took a half. I don't think
it was stress-free at all. No, I mean, that
first half was stressful.
Yeah, it was tied at the half.
They were down 9.
Right.
They were down 9 in the second quarter.
But I also think it wasn't necessarily house money. Like, maybe now you're starting to get into that conversation. But, like,
yes,
in that game, no. Because, to me, I'm thinking this is pretty much what the group is going to be next year. And if they can't fight back and win a must-win game at home against the Knicks, like, that's going to be a really long year. And then I think it looks really bad on Joe Mazzulla. And you're like, now you're questioning even Jaylen Brown more. Be like, all right, you're going to be the lead guy all year next year?
Right.
Like, what is that going to
I was just going to say that. It would have reflected poorly on Brown if they
lost
last night.
So now I feel better. I mean, now, sure, get greedy. You know, win game 6, come back, win game 7, and then, you know, sky's the limit. Feel free to feel that way. But last night, yeah, I'm with you. I stress-free, it was not.
617-779-7937. We'll get into lineup decisions for Game 6. What do you do? Can the Celtics go to MSG and beat the Knicks? They did it last night on their home floor. A lot of pressure on New York. I wonder how they handle it. And let's get deeper into Kristaps Porzingis and the issue with him. What's wrong with Porzingis? And can you even play him going forward? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You've always trusted your core lineup. You don't change like the main lineup a ton. You trust your top players. So making the switch going away from KP for the second half, just how difficult of a decision has it been kind of maybe evaluating that throughout the series and then making that call tonight?
He couldn't breathe. And, so he was available if absolutely necessary. And so, that was just a decision between me and him. He was having just difficulties breathing, but he wanted to be out there and if we absolutely needed him, we would have been able to go to him and rely on him.
So what's up with Porzingis? What is that?
Something.
Breathe?
It's what he had before. It's like come back, I guess. Yeah, if he can't breathe, he doesn't look like he can do anything out
Twitch
there.
Chat
he can't shoot. He can't jump.
Twitch chat suggested earlier it's long COVID.
Long COVID.
It's not COVID.
No, we were told specifically it was non-COVID.
The only thing they've ruled out is that it's COVID, so I don't think it can be long COVID.
If you want to say anything else, I'll listen.
Yeah.
Don't tell me COVID.
Well, text line, we already have...
the doctors
are
out?
The doctors are texting the text line right now. Like, this is a good one. Quick Google search says that it's anemia.
Anemia.
If you look at the symptoms of anemia, fatigue, shortness of breath... That's exactly what's happening to him on the court.
He could have mononucleosis.
That's Dr. Texline there. Mono, good
the
one.
The kissing disease.
So
we're going to get a Sam Darnold-esque graphic.
Yeah, maybe.
And definitely mono.
What is when Mazzulla says he can't breathe, but he would go back in the case of emergency, to me those two things don't align.
No.
Like, you couldn't breathe? What do you mean? So he was having trouble with his wind? I think that's probably what he means. Like, because he's fatigued and he's not... quote unquote in shape because he's missed time and he hasn't probably been able to practice the way he wants to. Like,
it was strange,
if he really
though.
Is struggling to breathe, you're not going to go to him in case of emergency. He's not going to be cleared to go back into the game.
No chance.
So I think that's what Mazzulla meant. I think he meant he was sucking wind and having trouble keeping his wind, I think.
But the whole thing was weird when he all of a sudden was coming off the bench and you're like, all right, this is strange. Normally he starts. Now he's coming off the bench. He's got some sort of like a minutes restriction. But then Tatum goes down, so now he's in the starting lineup, and he gives you absolutely nothing.
Which, by the way, we both wanted him in the starting lineup last night until I saw it, and then I'm like, okay, that was wrong. Like, I was wrong. I wanted him in the starting lineup. I thought you would get more out of him. I don't think you can play him.
We also wanted Pritchard in the starting lineup, meaning we wanted Horford to come off the bench, which was he did more in the regular season. But they started the double big, and yeah, you can't go back to that now. I mean, I think Porzingis, especially because of Cornette. Even if Cornette had half the game that he had, you need to consider not playing Porzingis. This gives you at least a little bit of the guy replacing him is pretty damn good. The guy had an awesome game. So, yes, unfortunately, all the fears we had when they acquired Kristaps Porzingis 2 years ago have come true. When he's out there, he's great. He's a great teammate. He fits in well. He can stretch the floor. He can protect the rim. But he's not on the floor.
So the crazy thing with them, and I guess it's a credit to Jalen and Derek White and Drew Holiday and Pritchard and Horford and even throw Cornette on the list, I guess.
Even Hauser came. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of Hauser. He came in, buried a couple threes.
So they're not just going to have to go on a run without Tatum. They now are going to have to go on a run without Tatum and Porzingis. I think Porzingis is unplayable at this point.
Yeah, this changes my equation because going into the playoffs, I said they can beat the Magic without two guys. They can beat the Knicks without one guy. They need everybody for the Cavs. They need everybody for the Thunder.
Yeah, but how many for the Pacers?
As I was going to say, the equation has changed because the Cavs aren't even there. You would now have home court advantage against the Pacers in the next round. But can you lose two guys and be down 3-1 and beat the Knicks? That I was not prepared for.
Okay, but you will. You're questioning it now.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Are you picking the Celtics to win the series?
No.
Okay. If they win game six in New York, then you'll change?
Yeah. No, winner of game 6 wins the series.
Okay. I like that. Winner of game 6 wins the series. I like that. So I went in thinking you were going to get a big Porzingis game last night. I wanted him to start. I was wrong. I now think you can't play him. So to rally back from 3-1 down against New York, you have to not only win without Tatum, you have to win without Tatum and Porzingis, and then same thing with the Pacers. I still think they can go on that run. But it did get more challenging in some ways without him. Raj is in Providence. Go ahead, Raj.
Yeah. Hi. How are you guys doing? So, you know, I've been listening to all the conversations that you guys are having there, right? And I think the question you're asking, you're not asking the right question. I think you want to see who is either the better leader or who's the better follower, right? Obviously, Al on the floor, Horford on the floor is a big influence on the entire team. Who follows him better? Is it Brown? Is it Tatum? And if it's not Horford on the floor, who's the leader on the team? Is it going to be Holiday? He's been there before, right? But is it really Holiday or is it Brown or Tatum?
They have all been there before.
They've literally all been there
before. Horford and Holiday are not the leaders.
No.
Like I hate when people say that. They're like, well, Horford's the oldest guy on the team and he's the veteran and he's the leader. No. And incorrect. Not even close. It's Tatum when he's out there.
Yeah.
And so it looks different without Tatum. And in some ways it looks better. In other ways it looks worse. But I think we can all agree it looks very different when it's not Tatum. And now it's up to you to decide. Do you like how that looks? Are they capable of going on a run without Tatum? Like, you got to decide that. But can we all agree it looks different when Tatum isn't out there? The offense looks different.
Do you think they're all following Al Horford?
No, I don't.
What is that?
I definitely don't think that.
Bizarre thing.
Now, in fairness to him, Horford and Jalen addressed the team prior to it.
Yeah.
And I think there's like an elder statesman, like when he pipes up, he probably gets guys' attention. But Horford is not the leader on this team. He's not. That's not how it works.
You know what I was thinking too? Now, they're a long ways away from this, but how many guys do you think Al Horford had a chance to win back-to-back NBA titles and back-to-back college titles?
Oh, man.
That's going to be a rare list.
Yeah, like.
Who the hell's done that?
Kareem?
Yeah, probably somebody like, probably Kareem.
Russell?
Or did Kareem win back-to-back?
Yeah.
Oh, with the Lakers, yeah.
I mean, late in his career.
What was it, A780?
Russell must have done. Russell won back-to-back in college, right? Him and
Casey Jones?
They both
they
did.
Probably did.
I think they did.
So it might be like those three guys.
There's not much of a list.
No.
Walton never won back-to-back, right? He must have won back-to-back. Honestly,
at UCLA.
How many guys, if it happened, it would be the UCLA guys, I think.
Yeah, because how many back-to-back college titles had there been? Florida was sort of the one that stands out. Listen, that's a great
question.
Thank you. It's a good trivia question.
Rich Keefe, Stats and Info. Get on that.
We're on it.
Let's go to Ralph in Cranston.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, you're talking about Russell. Keep in mind, Russell won the last 2 years in college. He won the Olympics, and then he won the Celtics. So he won four in a row there in a span of 3 years. It was pretty impressive.
He was a pretty good player.
But anyway. He won two in a row as a player coach.
Also true. Yeah.
Kind of makes Red overrated when you think about it.
Well,
no, not that it'll ever make Red overrated. But anyway.
Celtic City.
Well, to those of us who have been following sports and the gambling aspect too, a lot of us expected that to happen. Now, when that line last night went up from 4.5 to 5, you knew the smart money was all going on the Celtics. They had the emotional edge last night. They said, you know what?
Ralph, I was unaware of that. The line moved right before tip last night?
Yeah, just before it went from 4.5 to 5, the smart money at the end was all going on Boston. Just like, guys, I expect Friday. You know, if it goes the way we've seen it before, you know, they lost a star, and I don't think they can really come back. That line is 2.5 New York right now. That's going to go up to 4. The smart money is going to be all over New York. And I hate to say it. I hope I'm wrong, but I think they close it out Friday, and I think they win it pretty good 12 or more.
What a turn by Ralph.
I didn't know where that was going.
Wow.
Bill Russell, Ralph. Right. Arbeck's not overrated.
That's interesting, though. I didn't know the line moved right before tip.
Yeah.
But I personally would be taking a bigger victory lap for the Celtics winning and winning without Tatum if fewer people pick. I feel like a lot of people, at least locally, we even said this yesterday, Keith, we're like, the one thing I don't like about it is it feels like everybody's picking the Celtics in this game.
It was almost too much.
They were a favorite. Now, most of the money, percentage-wise, at least when we were on the air yesterday, I didn't follow it right up until tip, 80% of the money line or the money on the money line was on New York. 70% had New York plus 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think a lot of the public was betting New York is my point. But locally, a lot of people were picking the Celtics. A lot of people.
In the last 50 years, the only college teams to win back-to-back, so these would be the guys that could possibly do it in the pros now, would be 91-92 Duke.
Yeah,
so
I was like thinking Bob about, Hurley, I was like, later back, and Hurley, later that and Hurley. Did not happen. Nope.
Then you also had, of course, Florida, Al Horford, walking Noah's Florida team. And then most recently, UConn just did it.
So those guys. So those guys can still do it.
Yeah. So
Klingon.
Kling Kong.
Pull
it off. Yeah, only 57 guys have won a national championship and an NBA finals in their career.
Yeah, so that list is already pretty small. So then if you say back-to-back in each, then
so Russell, Casey Jones, Kareem, that's and now maybe
probably,
Horford.
Probably Walton.
No, but Walton didn't win back-to-back in the NBA.
No,
Walton definitely won it at UCLA.
Oh, yeah. The list is very small. But Al Horford has his work cut out for him.
He does.
They are following him, though, according to the one.
He's a leader.
One caller. He's the guy.
617-779-7937. That is your number to climb aboard. Here on Jones and Keefe, we do have an update on Jason Tatum and his timeline from his father, which I found interesting. We'll get to that. Rob Bradford going to join us at 11:30, as he does each and every Thursday. Some Sox talk. Not well-timed Sox choke job last night in extra innings. It was perfectly timed right during a Celtics commercial where I could flip over and see the end of it. Great job by them. I enjoyed that very much. We'll get to this Patriots season preview as well. We'll break down their schedule in just 60 seconds. Keith will go through the schedule. I'll go through the schedule. You can get to your thoughts as well at high noon. We put it on the clock every Thursday. Let's get back into Game 6. Can the Celtics win it? At MSG, how do the Knicks handle the pressure? What sort of lineup changes, if any, does Mazzulla have up his sleeve? We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.